Okay, we're going to begin here on the top of Nun Tet Amud Aleph, seven lines down with a statement by Rova, which will occupy us through the rest of the daf, which is Omar Rova. Asiri me'ilav hu kadosh. The tenth one is automatically kadosh. Now what does that mean, that automatically kadosh? So Rashi qualifies the statement for us. We're going to see this based on the way the Gemara moves through the questions. But basically, afal pi shelo yatsa, even though it never left the corral. You had nine of them walk out, number 10 is still in the corral. That's number one. The lo mina'o. And he didn't count it. So even though he hasn't counted it as the 10th, and it hasn't left the corral, automatically it is kadosh. So now the Gemara wants to know, minole the Rav ha. How does Rav know that that's true? Ilema, now the Gemara is going to bring a series of brightot. Ilema mahadetanyo, the brighta that we saw yesterday. Tanya enli ala shekara shmo asiri. That's only if he called its name the 10th, that it's kadosh. Lo kara shmo asiri minayin. How do we know that even if he didn't call it the 10th, that it's okay? Tamadomar, iye kodesh, mikomakom. That the, it's kodesh no matter what, even if you don't call it the 10th one. Dilma, asirihu delo karya. Kodesh, karya. So now there are two interpretations that the Rashi above brings, which is that maybe it's not called the 10th, but he called it kodesh. Now the simple way, the way I would have read it is that he didn't say that it's the 10th, but he said it's meiser, or he said something that indicated that it was kodesh. That's one way to read it. That's the second way that Rashi brings. That's lo mipi amore. The first way that he reads it is, may not be kadosh to take up to Yerushalayim to put on a mizbeach, but it may just be a lower form of kedusha. So it's not that when he doesn't call it the asiri, that it is the 10th one and it's equivalent to meiser behema. It takes on the properties of some sort of lower form of kedusha. Which is what Rashi says, Zilahavile din maser laloto to Yerushalayim lakrivo, el kadosh greda karya rachmano. It's kadosh, it has some sort of form of kedusha associated with it, but it's not the full-fledged kedusha. All you can prove from this braita is that it's not chulin. It has some form of kedusha to it, and therefore, that's not a proof to Rava. Rava says it's a full-fledged meiser behema. Over here, we're just saying that it has this lower form of kedusha associated with it. That's one way to read it. Or the first way I read it, and the second way that Rashi brings, is that maybe he didn't say it was the 10th, but he said it's kodesh, he said this is meiser behema. So in that case, it would be meiser behema, but it's not what Rava said. Rava said it was a case where it was there in the corral still, and number two is, he didn't say anything about it. Over here, the bright is indicating that even though he didn't call it the tenth, he called it kodesh. And it even sounds maybe like it exited the corral. So over there, you can't prove anything from this brighta to Rava's statement. Then Amara moves on to the next brighta. Elamiha de Tanya. Maybe from this brighta we can prove it. Karavachi asiri. He calls the ninth one, by mistake, counts number nine as 10. V'yatza ha-siri v'lo diber. And then the 10th one exits, and he says nothing. So he counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 on the ninth one. And then the 10th one exits without him saying a peep. So atshi necha b'mumo, the ninth one is eaten b'mum. V'asiri maser, and the 10th one is maser. So it sounds exactly like what we're looking for. You have here that the 10th one is kadosh. He didn't say a word, and now it's kadosh. Where it says, "V'dilmei shami hatam." Maybe over there, it's different. "De'ivrar lei asiri." Because the 10th one was already indicated through what he did. Because, in the end, "Yatzah basov tish'ah." In the end, nine of them exited it. "Nivrar mi'atzmo shu asiri." It's automatically, that is the 10th one, because nine have exited the corral. And this 10th one, you have no other choice but to say that it's going to be number 10. In that case, maybe it works. Or, then the other option is, inami de'achve aloi. Or here, the other girsa is de'achze aloi. Rashi says, de'achve aloi, b'shiyatza hera la be'etzbo. When it left, he pointed to it. Remember, Rova's statement is a case where it doesn't leave, and he didn't count it. Over here, they had nine that left, and then the 10th one walked out by itself. So maybe over there it's different in the Braita because the 10th one exited, and if you count 9, then automatically the 10th one that exits is going to be number 10. Or that he pointed to it, he did something with the 10th one to indicate that it was 10. Maybe that's why over there it's kadosh. But normally, it wouldn't necessarily be kadosh. Well, let's move on to the next Braita. Karalachi Asiri calls the 9th one the 10th. Umeita Asiri Badir, and the 10th one dies in the corral, never exits. Chi Nechal Bimumo. The ninth one you eat, bimum, v'kulam turim. The other ones that exited, they are patur now from meiser behema. So in the case you have 10 in the corral, he counts to 8. On the ninth one he says 10 instead of 9. 10th one that's left behind dies before it exits. So now, my time kulam turim. Why are the ones that exited already patur? La mishum de kadesh le asiri. Must be because the tenth one was kadosh. V'dilma de iftaru b'minyan ha-ra'ui. No. We have another principle that's involved here. So the first attempt is to explain it like Rava's first statement, which is that it was the tenth one. It was automatically kadosh. Since it's automatically kadosh, the nine that exited before it are turim because of the tenth one being kadosh. Where it says, no. Maybe we're dealing with a different principle. The principle is called minyan ha-ra'ui. An animal that exits the corral and is counted with a number that has 10 behind it. So it's number 1. There are 9 left in the corral. That is what's called minyan ha-ra'ui. Because when it exited, there was the opportunity for 9 to exit after it. So that when it exited, it was good towards Maaser Behema, and it could have worked. Now whatever happens afterwards doesn't matter, because when it exited, it was a good start process towards counting to the 10. As long as there's 9 behind it. That's what's called minyan ha-ra'ui.
It's like instead of counting the 10th, you count the first and there are 9 after it.
You're going to count them one by one. But the first one that exits, he is now patur, no matter what happens afterwards. Meaning that even if one of them dies, 10 of them, the rest die in the corral. When he exited, he was ra'ui to count towards 10, because he left and there were 9 left in the corral. As long as when you left, there was a potential to do maaser behema, and to count 10, you're fine. That is poter you. D'amar Rava, minyan ha-ra'ui poter. And that is another statement of Rava, that when an animal exits the corral, as long as that animal is ra'ui lehitz taref, to make up 10, then it's fine. It's no longer a chayav maaser behema, no matter what transpires after that. So for instance, in this case, where you have 9 that exit, and then the 10th one dies in the corral. When each of the 9 exited, they had behind them enough to make up the 10 for maaser behema. Even when the 9th one exited, the 10th one was still there. They were all ra'ui towards maaser behema. In the end, what happened was that the 10th died. But when they exited, they were ra'ui towards maaser behema. That's why the 9 are patur. Nothing to do with the 10th becoming Kodesh. It was the fact that there was a 10th there in potential. Potential for the 10th to be Kodesh is enough to be poter them in their count when they exit the corral. So the reason in this bright, the 9 are Turim is not because the 10th is Kodesh, but rather because they are Minyan Haraui. So Elamiha, the Gemara moves on to the next bright, Elamiha de Tanya. Kara Latshi Asiri, he called the 9th one 10. Vinishtayer Asiri Badir. Now the 10th one is left in the corral. So here you go. This is straightforward. This is Rava's case. Exactly Rava's case. It's a little different because he called the 9th one 10. But aside from that, this is exactly what Rava's looking for. The 9th one exits, he calls it 10. Now this we're going to see later in the Gemara, that when it comes to Maser, the 9th and 11th have some quasi ability to become Kodesh. That means that if you call the 9th 10th, it becomes Kodesh. It's not placed on the Mizbeach, but it's Nechal b'mumo. You have to wait for a moment. It's eaten like a Maser b'ema with a mum in it. On the other hand, the 11th, which is really Tumurat, the Asiri, because it comes after the Asiri, if you count number 11 as 10 by accident, that 11 becomes Kodesh, and Kodesh enough that you can bring it as Maser b'ema on the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim. I mean, it becomes like a full-fledged Korban. So that's the unique aspects of 9 and 11, which are connected to the 10 in the middle. So that's why the Gemara keeps giving examples here of the 9th that was called 10th, that it takes on a form of Kedusha. So here, he called out the Chi'i Asiri, so that's Kodesh, not enough to go on the Mizbeach, but to wait, it has to wait around to get a mum in it. Vinishtair Asiri Badir. And then the 10th is left in the corral. So now, the 10th in the corral, this is Rava's case. The case where you left the 10th in the corral, you didn't count it, he says it's Kodesh Me'elav. And that's what they're saying here. The 9th is like the din of a 9th that's called 10th, which is Nechal B'mumo. It's Maaser Behema that's eaten with a mum. Hasiri, the 10th, is a full-fledged Maaser Behema. You didn't count it. It didn't leave the corral. Yet you see, it's exactly what Rava says. So here's a braita that supports the position of Rava. So now we've done with the search for finding Rava's source. But now we have a problem because we have an alternative braita which seems to indicate otherwise. Vatanya, Shi Chulin, that the 9th one is Chulin. So this has nothing to do with Rava's statement, but with the 9th. Here in the case where he calls the 9th 10th, we say that the 9th has a din of a 9th that's called the 10th, which is that it has to wait around to get a mum. It's eaten like a Maaser Behema with a mum. And then the 10th is full fledged maser. We have another bright, which is saying that the chi is chulin. Chi is totally free and clear. You don't have to do anything with the 9th.
So we have a question.
Nothing to do with Rava. We're done. We found Rava's source. Now we're challenging the bright that we just had. We're saying, is that really true? Because we have this stira on the bright with regard to what you do with the 9th. So Tani Tana Kamei de Rav Sheshet. They brought this bright for Rav Sheshet. Hamani, he says, this has to be Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudahi. is Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, the Tanya. Shimon Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Af, Hachi, Yeno Kadosh. The ninth is not classified as Kadosh. Ella, Imke Neakar Shem Asiri Hamenu. Unless the tenth was taken away. Vadin Noten. And let me explain why. We have a Kavachomer. So Ma Echad Asar Shehu Osek Dusha Likarev. The 11th, that it will be, which I just explained before, if you call the 10th by accident, it's kadosh enough that it ends up on the Mizbeach. Eino kadosh, ela im kein ne'akar shem asiri hemenu. It only works if number 10 was not called number 10. If number 10 is called number 10, then you can't have 11 be called 10. Because if 10 was already 10, then 11 is 11, and you can't change that. Calling 11 10 is only relevant when you didn't call number 10, 10. So that's what it means, ne'akar hemenu. So Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda says it's a Kal V'Chomer to 9 now. Because here where you have a higher level of Kedusha, number 11, which allows you to end up on the Mizbeach, there you say that you have to not call 10, 10, in order for it to be 11. So too over here. Chi, Sheino Se Kedusha Li Karev. We explained before that the ninth one, if you call it 10 by accident, it's Kadosh, but not enough to go on the Mizbeach. Kadosh enough that you have to wait to eat it b'mumo. Then it should only work if the 10th one is not called 10. But if the 10th one was called 10, then it shouldn't work. So over here, in our case, we know, and the Brita suggests, that the 10th one becomes Asiri by itself. That's Rava's position. Rava's position is that if the 10th one is left in the deer, and we just saw in the other Brita, the 10th one is automatically Maser. So you have to be ne'akar shem from it in order for it to be called the ninth. If you're not ne'akar the shem from the tenth, then the ninth is not going to be counted. That's the position of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and that's what Rabbi Sheshet suggests. He's the author of this braita that says that the chi'i is chulin. So Gemara answers that Kal V'Chomer, he anotenet. The same way that you learned the Kal V'Chomer is exactly the problem. Echad asar shu osek kedusha likareiv, the 11th one which has a high enough kedusha that you will put it on the mizbeah. Then the qualification is inekar shem asiri himeno in ilolo. If you remove the name of the tenth from it, mean that there is no 10, then 11 is good enough to go on the mizbeah. But if not, ilolo. But if not, not sheish eno asek kedusha likarev ninth, which is a much lower kedusha. Avagav delo inekar shem asiri himeno. It will attain its kedusha even if the tenth did not have its name removed from it. Inami. The other possibility, which is echad asar de ivrale asiri. The 11th, that number 10 was already counted, then in Akar Shem Asri Yemenu in. Then, only if you take the 10th and make it into the 11th does it work. Ilolo, otherwise not, because automatically you basically had 10 animals that exited, and this is going to be the 11th animal that exited. So if you already counted 10 as 10, then counting 11 as 10 has no bearing, because automatically if you counted number 10, the next one to exit is 11. No matter what you say, it is 11. The point is that only when you missed the 10th count, then when you called number 11 10, does it have relevance? Because you didn't count them through. It's not clear that number 11 is number 11 at that point. That's why it works over there. But by the 9, it's not automatic. I mean that when you reach number 9 and you say 10,
didn't pass number 10 yet.
10 hasn't passed yet, so it's not relevant what happens at number 10. Number 9 can contain its kedusha even without you ever reaching number 10. So that's the difference between them, and that difference will lead to the difference in the halacha. So inami echad hazar diivrelei asiri inekar shem asiri emenu in ilolo. Since 11 comes after 10, then only if 10 is not 10 can 11 be 10. Chi dakati lo ivrelei asiri 9, which exits before number 10. So therefore afagav dolo inekar shem asiri emenu. Even if 10 becomes 10, when you called 9 10, it was still relevant. Betulo midin. There's nothing more to say about this. There's nothing more to answer about this. This is the right answer to this point. So now the Gemara explains that you have two braitot. You have a braita that says that the ninth is chulin, and a braita that says the ninth is kadosh, and you have to be nechal be mumo. So what, how do we answer the stira between the braitot? We said one of them is authored by Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda believes that it's chulin, whereas the Chachamim believe that it is kadosh enough to be called a chi'id asiri, and you have to eat it be mumo. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? Is based on a Kal V'Chomer. This idea that you have a Kal V'Chomer, if for the 11th you need number 10 not to be called 10, then for number 9 you also need number 10 not to be called 10. That's the Kal Vachomer, because number 11, which is a higher level of Kedusha, you require 10 to be removed. Certainly by 9, which is a lower level of Kedusha, you need 10 to be removed in order to attain that lower form of Kedusha. The Gemara responds, he got no tenet. That's exactly why you don't need it by the 9th. Either because of the lower form of Kedusha, it requires less, or the better answer is Inami. The difference between 9 and 11 is that you have to pass through 10 to get to 11. You don't have to pass through 10 to get to 9. So what happens to 10 is not relevant when you talk about number 9. When you talk about number 11, what happens to 10 is relevant. And that's the difference between them. So that difference tells you what the position of the Chachamim is. And the Braita that proves the point of Rava is offered by the Chachamim, and therefore the Chi'i is Nechal B'Mumal, and number 10 is Maser, automatically Maser. On the other hand, the Braita that says that the Chi'i is Chulin, that's authored by Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you need to have the 10th to be Ne'akar. And over here, if it automatically becomes number 10, then you can't be Ne'akar. You can't remove the Shem 10 from it. And therefore, 9 will have a din of Chulin. Amar Rava. This is the statement that we brought before, which is the second statement of Rava. Minyan Hara'ui Poter. That this minyan, that if you count animals towards something that should end up in Maiser Behema, those animals that exit based on that number are patur. Minale Rava Ha. Where does Rava know that from? So the first statement of Rava today, which is that the 10th is automatically Kodesh. There we looked for a Braita. We finally found the Braita that supports it. Before we had proved in from that Braita, we had another Braita that looked like we had proven Rava's position. And the Gemara answered, no, that's Rava's Shita, but that's something else. It's called Minyan HaRa'ui. So now the Gemara brings up this issue of Minyan HaRa'ui and wants to know, where did Rava get this idea that when an animal exits and it's counted, that's enough to make it Patur? Ilei Mahadetnan, our Mishnah. Kafatz echad min amnuim litochan. Our Mishnah says that as you enumerate them as they go out, one of those that was enumerated when it went out jumps back in. Kulan epturim. They're all patur. Mnuim gufayu deifteru. How did the ones that exited, how did they become patur? The implications of this are that as the animals exit, they become patur. Because when it jumps back in, it makes the whole corral patur, which means that whatever exited had to be patur as well. How did they become patur, those that were exiting? La b'minyan haro'oi. It must be because it was a minyan haro'oi. They counted the first three. 1, 2, 3. There's 7 behind it in the corral. The first three are patur because they were counted in a manner that would have ended up in Maiser Behema. One of those three jumps back into the corral, everything's patur. That would be exactly what Rav is saying. Minyan haro'oi is poter. Vidilma, where it says no. Maybe that case is the Israelite. That he took off Maser. All 10 exited. You took off Maser, but what jumped back in? Out of those 10, one of the 9 that was counted towards Maser jumped back in. The Gemara says, Hayilo Matzitamart. Can't say that. Because the next case in the Mishnah is, Hatani min ha-mu'usarim litochan. If one of those that had Maser taken off of it jumps back in, then you have to eat all of them bimumo. But what does that tell you? That tells you that what happened until now was not min ha-mu'usarim. I says, no, wait a minute. Dilma mai mi'usarim. Mi'usarim doesn't mean from those that had Maser taken off of them, but rather Maser dafka. One that was designated as Maser. So when you say min ha-mu'usarim, those that had Maser removed from them, you have two possibilities. One possibility is, it's one of the 9 that already had Maser removed from them. Or, Min HaMusarim is, it's the 10th that is Maser. The Gemara's Havamino is that, when Mishnah says Min HaMusarim, it didn't mean the one that you designate as Maser. It means from the other 9 that were taken out, Min HaMusarim, they were, had already had Maser removed from them. So if that's the case, you can't explain the ratio of the Mishnah as a case where it was something that jumped back in after they were all removed. Because that's the case in the Seifa. The case in the Seifa is that they had 10 come out, it had Maiser removed from it, and then one of them jumped back in. That's min ha-mu'usarim, had Maiser removed from it. The ratio then can't be a case where one of them jumped back in, one of the 9 jumped back in. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, why do you have to read it that way? You can read min ha-mu'usarim to be the 10th. The one that was Maaser, that's how we read the Mishnah, but the one that's designated as Maaser jumped back in. So here, if the Seifa says that it's from the one who had Maaser designated, then maybe the ratio is talking about a case where it could be from one that was one of the 9 that went out. So then we don't have a proof. Gemara says, "How you lo matzim?" Right? Hatani mina musarim l'tochan. V'dama mai musarim. The Gemara says, "Maiser dafka." So deikanami. That makes sense. Hatani yiru. That they have to wait until they get a mole. You'd only have to wait and get a mum if it actually was the maser that jumped back in. So if that's the case, the ratio, we don't know what the case is in the ratio. The ratio could be one of two cases. The ratio could either be a case where three walked out and one of them jumped back in, or the ratio could be a case where 10 of them came out, you designated one as maser, but one of the 9 that wasn't maser jumped back in. So then we have a proof to Rava's case. So we don't have a proof to Rava now. Elo Amar Rava. Amar Kra. It's a pasuk. Yavor. It says, Kol Asher Yavor Tachat Hashevet. Vlok Shavar Avar, not something that already passed under the Shevet. Has to be something that has yet to pass under the staff, not something that's already passed under the staff. Those that have left already passed under the staff. That's what's called Minyan Haroi. Samai Shavar Avar, what does it mean that they already passed under the staff? Id Iser Aloi, if he took off Maser from it, Ilavei, if he took off Maser from the Mered, Tzrichol Amemra, you have to tell me that they're Patur? You had 10 animals that exit. 9 of them were counted towards Maser Behemah, and they take off Maser Behemah. You have to tell me that the other 9 that exited are Patur? I don't need a limud from the pasuk. That's obvious. It's obvious if you take, it's like Tevel. If you take off Trumot to Maserot from Tevel, you can't take off Trumot to Maserot again from the same Tevel. It's not Tevel anymore. So to over here, if you have 10 animals that exit, you take off Maser from them, the other 9 are obviously Paturim. You can't put them together in a Goren again. You can't put them together in a corral again. So that can't be what the pasuk is talking about. Elalav, Zifrilu, Minyan Harui. It must be that it was animals that exited, but did not reach 10 yet. The first 3 exited. They were counted under the Shevet. They went under the Shevet. 1, 2, 3. Those 3 that exit are now Turim, no matter what happens with the remaining 7 that are in the corral. Because they're a Minyan Ha'Ro'i, they are Var Tachat Shevet. They already went underneath the staff. They were counted. Anything that was counted towards Minyan Ha'Ro'i is Patur now, even if they don't reach the 10 yet. That's the reasoning of Rava from the Pasuk. Tanika, but to the Rava, we have a Braita that also supports this position of Rava. Ayulo Asarat Kayim. He has 10 sheep. Vichnisan the deer. Umanach Hamisha. Then he counts 5 out. Umeit Echad Mehem. And then one of them dies. So no longer has 10. Im min hamnuyim mate, if it's one of those that exited already, moneh umashlim alayhem, then you continue to count and you finish the process. Im min hamnuyim mate, if one of those that remains in the corral died, mnuyim p'turim, those that already exited are patur, she'in hamnuyim mitztarfim legoren acher, those that are still in the corral, you take them and use them for another grouping of 10. So this is exactly what Rava says. The first 5 that exited, they are patur. No matter what happens now, the first 5 are patur. Whether you continue and finish off the number 10, whether they never can get to 10, the first 5 that exited are patur, finished. Legamri, that's what Rava says. Minyan Haro'i. When they exited, those 5, there were still 5 behind them in the corral. That's Minyan Haro'i. They were counted towards a 10 that could have been a 10. Now one of them died. If it's one that exited already that died, it doesn't matter to us because you still got the 5 you can count. You got up to 5. The next one to exit is 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and you can do Maser. You have no problem. If it's one that remained behind that's there, then you're never going to get to 10. So you can't have Maiser Behemah. So since you can't have Maiser Behemah, those that exited already, Minyan Haro'i, when they exited, there were 10 in the corral, they're fine, they're Patur. Those that remain in the corral, they were never counted. And they can't have Maiser Behemah. Those 4 that are left will be added to another. You put them together with another grouping. If he doesn't have 10, he doesn't have 10. But if he has another grouping of 6, he has other animals, then he can put them together. Vamarava, Hayulo, Yudalit Slaim, if he has 14. Vichnisan the deer. So now these are going to be a little bit complicated cases, but they're easy to follow. Just, you know, keep in mind this idea that if you're ro'ui for 10, then you're patur. If you're not ro'ui for 10, then you're not patur. So here we have 14 inside of the deer. Viatsu shisha bepetach zeh. 6 of them exit from one doorway. Ve'arba'a bepetach zeh. And 4 exit from another doorway. And then you have 4 that are left in the corral. That remain. If they go out of the doorway that the 6 exited, then he takes one of them off. So if these 4 follow the 6 out the door, you have 10 that exited one door, you'll be mafrish maser behemah from those 10. The 4 that exited another door, they're put into another goren. Ve'im lav. On the other hand, if those 4 exit the same door that the first 4 went out, then shisha p'turim. The 6 that exited are patur. Why? Because they left 4 behind them. 6 that exited, there were still 4 behind them. That means there was a minyan ha-ra'oi. So the 6 that exited are patur because they're minyan ha-ra'oi. Ve'arba'ah, the 2 4s that are left, meaning the 8 remaining, mitztarfim legoren acher, they're not patur. Because when the 4 exited, there were only 4 behind them, which means that there wasn't a minyan ha'ro'i. And when the other 4 followed them out, you only have a total of 8. So you don't have maaser behemah over there, they gotta go into another goren. Yatzu arba'a bepetach zeh. Now, what happens if the four exited first? But the last case was a case where the six exited first, and that's why you have a minyan aroi. Over here, four go out of this doorway, and then shisha b'tem petach zeh, and then the six exited. So now you have a different scenario. In the first scenario, when the six exited, you had eight left behind. When the four exits, they only have four left behind. That's not a minyan aroi. But over here, it's the other way around. The four exited, when they exited, there were 10 left behind them. That means that they're a minyan aroi. When the six exit the other doorway, they also have four behind them, which means it's a minyan aroi. Then you have the four that are left behind. What happens to those four? If those four that left behind exit the same doorway as the six, then he takes one off of them, that's Meiser Behema. 10 exited one doorway, that's Meiser Behema. Vashar, the other four that exited are Pturim. Why? They're Minyan Haroi. When those first four exited, there were 10 behind them. They were a Minyan Haroi, therefore they're Patur. Vimlav, if those four exit the same door as the four, then Arba'a V'Shisha Pturim. The first four that exit are Patur, they're Minyan Haroi. They had 10 behind them. The six that exited are also Pturim because they had four behind them. There were still four left in the corral. So now you have the four exiting with the four, that leaves eight. So the first four and the first six are Minyan Haroi, they're Pturim now. The four that exited in the end, they went out with the eight, they're not throwaway, they gotta go back into the corral. Those last four are put into another Goren. Okay, Yatsu, Arba Bepetach Zeh, V'Arba Bepetach Zeh, this is the third case. Four exit one door, and four exit another door. Vinish Tairusham Shisha. And the six are left behind. So again, when the first four exited, there were 10 behind them. So they're Minyan Haroi. The second four exited, also Minyan Haroi, because they have six behind them. Now, when the six exit, Mimonov Shach, wherever they exit, they're going to end up with Meiser Behema. Imotan Shisha Yatsu Bepetach Echad, Notal Mehem Echad. Then you take off the Meiser from that grouping. Vashar Pturim, the other four are Patur. Vimlav, Arba'av, Arba'av Pturim, Vishisha, Mitzavim, the Goren Echer. And then the six are Mitzavim, the Goren Echer. So what ended up happening here is that the four exited one door. The four went out another door. It sounds like the Shisha here went out of a third door. So when they go out of the third door, the first two four are Patur because they were Minyan HaRo'oi. The six have to be Mitzavim, the Goren Echer because they never went out with a grouping of 10 and they didn't have a Minyan HaRo'oi. And went out 3 and 3.
Part of them went that one time.
Yeah, so that's Rashi Ktav Yad. The way I explained it is the way the Rashi explains it. The Rashi in the Ktav Yad says, Ela nechelku v'yatzu gimel v'zeh v'gimel v'zeh, u'bavat achat yitkilu letzeit. They started exiting at the same moment. Elu mikan v'elu mikan. Three out went out this door, and three went out the other door, and therefore you only have a total of seven out every doorway. So the four that left, each one of the four grouping that left, they were Midyan HaRo'oi, they're Patur. The remaining six are not counted because either they exited from a third door or they just stayed in the deer. They never left. They never left the corral. One of those two options. Or, like the Rashi and the Ktav Yad, they split up and only went three here, three here. So those six will have to be put into a Gorin Acher. So, Maika Mashmalan, what are you teaching us? Diminyan Haroi Poter. That from this whole series that Rava just told us about the 14 Tlaim, what do you learn from that? You learn that Minyan Haroi is Poter. Why does Rava have to give us an example with the 14 sheep? We already had, Rava made a general statement, a generic statement that Minyan HaRo'oi is Patur. And all you're doing in this case of Rava is you're bringing these situations in which there is a Minyan HaRo'oi. So of course it works. Rava's just giving examples of what he already said. So why do I need this extra whole permutation that Rava gives to show us all these different Minyan HaRo'oi? The answer lies in the examples that Rava gave. Which is, Maudutema Vadai Minyan HaRo'oi Amrinan. When does Minyan HaRo'oi work? When that it's the only way they could have gone. There's one doorway, four exits, six left behind, that's Minyan HaRo'oi. But if you have four exits, one door, and four exit another door, and you have six left behind, it's not a Vadai Minyan HaRo'oi, because the six could exit one door, and the six could exit the other door. Maybe in that case, where it is Safek Minyan HaRo'oi, Bechazi L'Hocha, that it could go out one way or it could go out the other way, Lo Amrina, then we don't count it as Minyan HaRo'oi. Kamash Malan, this second example of Rava, this second statement of Rava comes to teach us that Minyan HaRo'oi is not only when there's only one alternative, Minyan HaRo'oi counts even when there's two alternatives. So therefore, when four exit one door and four exit the other door is only six behind, only one of the two really is Minyan HaRo'oi. Nevertheless, both of them are classified as minyan ra'oy because of the possibility of the six exiting. That's enough to be counted as minyan ra'oy. You don't need vaday to be counted as minyan ra'oy. Even a safek is enough to be counted as minyan ra'oy. Right now we have additional cases from Rava. Amar Rava. Hayulu ha'o chamisha asar t'laim. So this is what you asked about before, Tzvi. If he has 15 sheep, lo yomar evor asaravach nisim l'dir. Out of 15 sheep, only 10 of them can add up to Meiser Behemah. So what is he going to say? I'll take 10, I'll put them in the corral, and I'll make those into the Meiser Behemah. V'tomehem echad, v'ashar p'turim, and the other 5 are patur. Ella, what do you have to do? Konsan l'dir. You have to put all 15 into the corral, umutzi asara, then you take 10 out, v'notomehem echad, and then you take off one as Meiser Behemah. V'ashar mitztarfim l'goren acherim. Whatever's left behind, the 5, keep him mitzareif to another. They were not patur from Meiser Behemah yet, so they can be mitzareif to another grouping of animals. If you don't have any more animals, then they will be pterim. You're not choosing the Meiser Behemah, but you're choosing the 10 from which, among which, the Meiser Behemah will be chosen. We don't want you doing that. We want all your animals in there. The 10 come out as 10. You don't choose the 10. The 10 have to be chosen min hashamayim. Tanya nami ochi, we have a bright that supports this. Hayu lo chamisha asar tlaim. He has 15 tle. Lo yomar evror asara ve'tomehem echad. Don't say, I'll pull out 10. And then from those 10, I'll take off the Meiser Behemah. Vashar p'turim, and the rest are patur. Ella, konsan ladir umotzi asara. Puts in all 15 into the corral. 10 of them exit. And that you take off one from Meiser Behemah. Vashar mitztarfim the goren acher. And the remainder are available for another goren. Or p'turim if there is no other goren. V'hatanyo, don't we have a breita? Tisha asar tlaim, you have 19. Lo yomar evror asara v'tomehen echad. Don't say, I'll pick the 10. And from those 10, I'll get my Meiser Behemah, a sharp terim. The other 9, I don't have a gorin for them. Ela konsan l'dir, you have to put all 19 in. Umotzi asara. Go in, take out 10, but I'll tell echad mehen. V'ashar p'turim. Uh-oh, what do you mean v'ashar p'turim? So far, all the way along, we've said v'ashar, go to a gorin acher. The shar are available for another gorin. They're not patur. This brightness suggests that the remaining 9 now are patur, and they cannot be used towards another gorin. So how could that be? So targama Ravuna bar Schora kamei d'rava berigla. So Ravuna bar Schora explained this braita in front of Rava on the regel. Now the regel over here means not literally on the chag itself, but berigla Rashi in the Ktav Yad says b'Shabbat shesholim hilchot regel lamed yom lifnei regel. On the Shabbat that was before the regel, in the 30-day period before the regel where the sholim b'dorshim b'chag. On the Shabbat. He doesn't explain which Shabbat. From the Rashi Ketav Yad, it sounds like it could be any of the Shabbatot of those 30 days. The Rashi that we have up top, by the Gemara says, that it's Shabbat Shalifnei Regel. It's like Shabbat Agadol, Shabbat Shuvah. That the Shabbat is immediately before the Regel, Shabbat Dorshim Elchot HaRegel. So it's not any of the Shabbatot during the 30 days, but it's the Shabbat that's immediately prior to the Regel. On that Shabbat, Rava was talking about the issues of Meiser Behemah. So in this, Rava makes a statement, number one, number 10 is automatically Kodesh. Number 2 is, Minyan HaRo'oi is Poter. And then he gives the explanation about the 15 in the corral. And then we have a Breita that supports Rava about the 15 in the corral. But then, all of a sudden, we find a Breita that says the 9 that remain are Pterim. Why are they Pterim? So Rav Huna Bar Schora answers in front of Rava. Rava was giving the drasha, and the regular explains this. B'dir, she'esh lo shnei p'tachim atzkinan. We're dealing with a corral that has 2 doorways. Yetzu tet bepetach zeh, vetet bepetach zeh. 9 exited one doorway, and 9 exited the other doorway. What remains inside? You had 19 in total. 9 and 9 is 18. That means there's one remaining. The one remaining is ra'ui litzareif lakan, v'ra'ui litzareif lakan. It can go either way. That means the 9 that exited either doorway are minyan ra'ui. Both of them are classified as minyan ra'ui. Teheyech chad, chazi l'hacha, veheyech chazi l'hacha. The remaining one can go out either doorway. V'lishnei lei. Then why didn't Rav Huna Bar Schora say this? Kagon, shemana tisha. It's a case where he counted 9. V'chi mata asara kari chad mireisho. He counted 9, and then it came to number 10. Instead of counting at number 10, he started again from 1. He goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And instead of counting at 10 when it's 10, he starts again. He goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So he never reached 10 on the first count. Why don't you explain the case that way? The 19 are entered into corral. He counts 9, and instead of counting number 10, he starts from 1 again. Why did Rav Huna Bar Schora give that answer? He tells you why, because this is Rav Lashita To. Rav says, Kazavar Asiri may love Kodesh. Rav Lashita is that number 10 is automatically Kodesh. Rav says you don't have to count the 10th one. So it doesn't matter that you counted number 10 as 1. Number 10 is automatically Kodesh. So therefore you can't make that the case. V'lishne lei kagon dima'an zugot zugot. Why don't we make the case where he counted them out in pairs? He takes two exit, one. Two exit, two. Two exit, three. So he's making a single count for a dual exit. Why don't we explain the case that way? It makes number 19, the one that is Kodesh, but the first 18 that exited now are Patur, meaning Meiser Behemah. Because they were all counted towards Meiser Behemah. I count the first two as one, the next two as two, and number 10 will be 19. Number 19 will be 10, and that will be Kodesh for Meiser Behemah, but all 18 have exited already when I get to number 19. Exactly. So that's his answer. Kosovar, Siri Leminyan, Beimotu, Kadosh. That number 10 is automatically Kodesh, no matter what you say. That means that when you get to number 5, their 10th one exited, that one is Kodesh, irrespective of what you said about it. Irrespective of the fact that you called it 5, it is number 10 and it is Kodesh. So therefore, Rabba Lashita Do, it cannot be that those answers are good. That's why Ravuna Bar Schora gave the answer that it's a case where 9 exited from one door, 9 exited from the other door, and the one remained behind was Roy the Hocha, Roy the Hochi. So it was a Minyan Ro'oi. And then wherever that 10th one exits, it's Kodesh, no matter what. But the other 9 are Patur because they were in Minyan HaRo'oi. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Zakai Imei Ravuna Bar Schora. How meritorious, how wonderful it is for the mother of Ravuna Bar Schora that she had a son like Ravuna Bar Schora, the Shanilei, Shmaita Berigla Kishmate, that he was able to explain in front of, you know, in a public forum like this, in front of Rava, he was able to answer a braita, the Shitat Rava. Rava the Shitato. He was able to answer it, Rava the Shitato, and not give these other alternative answers which would have been shot down because of Rava Shita. So not only was he able to answer the braita, but he answered the braita in a way that was consistent with the Shita of Rava. So he says that's a wonderful schut for his mother that she had a Ben Talmud Chochem like this that could explain the Gemara in such a manner. Okay, we'll stop over here and we'll start with the Mishnah tomorrow.